guys ready?
This podcast was recorded live from E3 in front of probably a few people. Said E3. Be more excited.
You guys ready? I'm gonna start.
Yes.
All right. But stop yelling in the microphone.
I'm sorry.
Shock Raiders Day 2 E3 2011 special brought to you by Wargaming's World of Tanks. You like blowing shit up? World of Tanks is a team-based MMO dedicated to tank warfare with enough explosions to keep you satisfied, Charlie Barrett.
Take a breath.
If you like shooter strategy games, RPGs, and a little competition, you're going to love World of Tanks. Hop in a tank today and join millions of others in PvP action right now at worldoftanks.com.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome, Shane. Is that Shane Patterson? I'm Chris Antista.
That really tanks a lot out of you, doesn't it?
So where's my sound effects?
Thanks for the memories.
Okay. Hi, I'm Chris Antista. We have on the mics today...
Go. Charlie Barrett.
Yeah, you're Charlie Barrett.
Brett.
That'll do. Yes. Brett.
Shane.
Hi, it's Tyler Nagata.
Tyler Nagata, last minute addition. Just threw Andy Bauman out of the chair.
Yes. Hey, sure.
It's an honor to be here in Andy Bauman's chair.
Now he's in the floor.
How's everybody's E3 today?
Busy and excited.
Busy.
I just saw our bosses talking to Chuck from Chuck.
Oh. I heard Jerry Bruckheimer was at our party last
night.
Oh,
really? What?
We were at the Bethesda had a party at Saddle Ranch, and Jerry Bruckheimer was there.
Yeah. I didn't recognize...
Did he make anything explode?
Dude, Jay Bruck was there and in charge.
I don't recognize him without a Top Gun jacket and like a giant fan blowing wind in his face.
That's Tom Clancy.
So the only celebrities here are
that's who that
Bruck
was.
And Chuck, and they only, you have to rhyme with Uck to be a year, I guess.
I did meet Hulk Hogan yesterday. I don't know if that video is ever going up.
What happened?
We got to the... But I failed at an interview with Snoop Dogg.
But what happened with that?
Everybody in the fucking world was there to talk to Snoop Dogg about fucking U-Star. And I was already like half-hearted about it. Like, do I really want to ask Snoop Dogg about something neither of us care about?
For shizzle.
So I was okay to back out. For shizzle. Yes.
Drop it like it's not.
U-shizzle. So what has everybody else seen?
No one's asking about U-Star.
U-Star?
No one's asking him where you can find the Chronic at E3.
Yes. Where's that Chronic?
The Chronic.
Be sure you
enunciate every syllable. So, where may I find that Chronic?
Where is the Merowizzle?
Excuse me, Mr. Dog.
If we're going to continue telling weed stories, then at the Microsoft event on Monday night, Cliffy B was there talking about how Coltrane smokes a ton of weed.
Woo! Oh, I bet. Yeah.
What, you mean like the fictional character? The guy, Lester, the dude
who
plays...
Whoever plays Coltrane, I'm assuming.
Look, weed is his kind of shit.
I don't think he's going to want his image sullied like that. You guys are buddies, right?
Who, me and Coltrane?
I have a picture of you and him holding hands.
Yeah. They were.
It's quite beautiful.
We were holding hands and it was on a daisy field.
You know what, fuck, have you played Gears 3 yet?
Not played it. I saw the demo.
Saw the demo? What are they showing at the demo?
Yeah, same thing at the Microsoft press conference, except they show a different perspective.
Okay.
So after you, Marcus and Dom are having that big fight with the mech and the big sea creature, you then fly up to where Coltrane and Baird and a couple of other Carmine, the new Carmine brother. Mm-hmm. It's like an hour beforehand, so you see their perspective of the game, of that mission, and they're helping them down. They're like throwing the tickers down onto the sea creature that kills him. Mm. So it's got a bit of a Pulp Fiction kind of shifts in time to here's how that happened.
I don't know why. Gears of War is like one of my favorite new franchises of this generation. I haven't played 3 and I'm not trying to very hard. What is wrong with me?
I love what Cliffy B said in that demo. First of all, he's wearing a Justin Bieber My World 2.0 t-shirt.
Nice.
But then he said that for the new Carmine brother, that they wanted to make a badass Carmine, but that sounded dumb having a different... Oh, picture time.
Picture time. That is going to be a good one.
So the car... So instead of having Carmine be a badass voice, they just got the old Carmine with the squeaky voice to do badass lines.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't want to fire the voice actor for a Twitter contest. That seems kind of unfair. Is Carmine dead or alive? Did they state that yet?
Cliff said that he wanted him to be dead, but it's all to the vote.
So they're also showing off Horde 2 or something.
Good.
They're showing off new Beast Mode, Horde Mode. There's also a, now Modern Warfare 3 has something similar with survival mode in Spec Ops, where you're also surviving waves and waves of juggernauts and
that's what it
helicopters
was.
Of repelling soldiers and dogs with C4 attached to them.
Did you play that yet?
When they bark,
yeah,
they shoot.
I played that. That was hands on. That was fun.
That sounds like some of those challenges that they had.
Yeah. It was part of the Spec Ops.
I was with Dan at Activision. I'm like, have you seen Charlie? I think he's in a Modern Warfare demo. He's like, oh, he's in Spec Ops over there. I'm like, Spec Ops is never coming out. What are you talking about? What did happen to Spec Ops?
Spec Ops The Line?
The Line.
I don't know.
Silence.
They turned their stealth mode on.
Chris, they've been there the whole time.
They've been.
Oh my god!
It's been launched.
Oh my god!
They're behind you.
I can't believe it. There's no one north right
there. Right there around the corner.
Oh my god! Oh yeah. No. Okay, stop calling me people.
So, yeah, I haven't seen much of anything since we recorded this yesterday.
I can only talk about what I saw yesterday.
Yeah, I saw this morning. Seth Killian gave me a demo of Street Fighter Cross Tekken. He just illustrated some. They announced Sagat and Cammy from Street Fighter, and then also Hwarang and Julia.
Screw Hwarang.
There you
He's
go.
Cool. He's,
I know, right?
And Eddie Gordo.
Well, Eddie
and
Gordo.
The new chick that's the Eddie Gordo clone.
Christy?
It all starts with the Jenga.
No. Well, they announced Julia, one of the ones from 2.
I didn't know Cammy was an infamous guy.
Cole? No, he's only on the Vita version.
But her introduction
on the
demo, Cammy's introduction, the demo that's playing on the stage, is the most gratuitous ass shot I've ever seen.
That's
of her
the same
ever.
Shot they use in Super or 4. Okay. It's just an ass
maybe,
shot.
Maybe it was seeing on a 70-inch television
that's
where I'm like,
that,
like the first image I'm greeted to when I walk into E3. It was an ass with a green butt crack. Like, it was just an ass.
Well, that's why she's
that ass.
But it was a muscular ass.
It was a muscular ass.
No,
that's the way it goes.
I hit the boner trifecta over there earlier, where I got a picture of stormtroopers holding with a girl in a tight pink dress holding a gun in front of the Disney booth, like all collided.
Wow. What if she was dressed? What if she was dressed as Gadget?
Oh my goodness!
E3 is all about juxtaposition.
The inspector or the inventor from Rescue Rangers?
The Rescue Ranger cosplaying as Inspector Gadget.
Oh god!
Yeah. So
I don't know what you do in that.
What are the most ridiculous booth babes that everybody's seen so far?
I really haven't seen many at all.
Anyone dressed up with wings?
Wings like Angel and
Angel
X-Men
wings.
First Class.
Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah, boop. I saw today Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah,
Dragon's Dogma was way different than I thought it was. I really had wanted Resident Evil 4 with swords.
No, it's totally not like
that
at all.
It's totally not like that at all, and it's. I got a little bit of a weird demo because
it's a confusing game. Whoa, I'm really
it's,
loud.
It's a bit. It was a bit confusing because depending on what class you do, you have four. You have three pawns that follow you around. And help you out. And well, it's kind of awesome. It's not fucking Minnie Mouse and Mickey Mouse capade. But what do you?
The same thing that happened yesterday. I'm the only one blasting out of these speakers.
Awesome.
And none of you are. So it's just like I'm screaming a conversation with myself.
Wait, is that Brett Elston or God?
Yeah, I'm the only one coming out of the speakers.
Why can't it be both?
Anyway, I'm sure we're on it.
Elston spelled backwards is dog. That made no sense.
Dragon.
Anyway, Dragon's Dogma.
Yeah,
come on, guys.
That's a game.
I already forgot about it. It's way prettier than I ever thought it was going to be.
I mean, the biggest thing is all about fighting those giant monsters, and there was a manticore.
That
this
was
time.
Great.
Like a lion head, the snake
the
tail, and all that.
It's chimera. They call it. Is that a manticore?
Oh, yeah, that's a chimera.
I don't know. I've never heard of one. And the hoppies.
Manticore is some other stupid thing.
The hoppies. There's this nice little variation on. I was a warrior with a shield and a sword, but I also had three variations on use of my shield. And the harpies, since my guy is ground based, melee based, I have to get the harpies' attention. So I had to whip out my sword and bang it on my shield, and they just come swooping at me.
Everything you said was gross.
Isn't it awesome? Hoppies.
Queen of the hoppies.
I trick out my heavy attack, and I do a fucking. Badass uppercut right into the heart.
I had a great time with that badass uppercut you just did.
I know. Thanks. Welcome.
One of the big things is the way those AI pawns interact with you. They they'll motion for you to set up attacks.
Yes.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't because when I played it,
it's one of those things. It's one of those things I can see them working out later on because sometimes their requests are a little late. But I did like that without me having to ask them to do anything. Oh, I have magic. I have ranged magic. I'm gonna attack the head.
Yeah,
I got that.
Yeah,
that was kind of nice. But
the big thing with Dogma in general is those giant monsters. Is you can grab onto them anywhere and you can just crawl all over them and stab them. And there's no like preset points where you can and can't touch them.
The dude
everywhere.
The dude gave me the demo, walked away, but like my squad was just yelling, attack the body, we'll jump on, and I'll,
they were telling me to do sort of the less fun thing, but I think there's more than one way to kill the thing.
No, yeah, there is, because there's sometimes where your pawns will end up doing the cool part,
yeah.
But then there was another, I played the same part again, and then I did the, where they launched me in the air, and I grabbed this bird out of the sky, like stabbing it on the way down. It was really fucking cool.
That was cool.
But it seemed like there's a possibility to get a bad demo where you don't get to do the cool stuff.
Yeah, the guy just walked in. He wasn't really prompting me with what I needed to do. But I also saw Asura's Wrath, which is kind of fucking awesome.
It's kind of all the stuff I don't like, though. So I know.
No, but it's like Bayonetta. It is a lot like Bayonetta.
Well, what I saw is just like it's a giant, amazing cutscene with a lot of QTE stuff.
Yes.
It's an amazing cutscene.
I'm okay with that, because basically he said, like, we just wanted to make it like a kick-ass season of an anime.
It really is.
It's like everything they're putting on screen you haven't seen before.
It's
very Cinteractive. But in a way, it's very Cinteractive, but
God, did you get a fucking dollar for saying that?
What? Why did I say Cinteractive?
I don't know.
Trademark.
Shut up, guys. Yes. As long as there were so many different camera angles and different things to do, it was fucking insane.
No, it's done amazing.
That trailer with the guy breaking his finger through the atmosphere,
that's
an interactive boss fight.
Yeah.
And
Azura grows his other two arms and then, like, pushes back.
Yes.
He's fighting off a thing that's the size of a planet.
Yes.
It's like watching...
It's absolutely insane.
It's incredible, but then I haven't seen what the other gameplay is. Like,
I did, but I didn't actually get to play it, and it just looked like... I don't want to say... It looks sort of like God of War with no weapons and the guy's much faster.
Okay.
It's sort of...
I'm kind of distracted because this band across from us, Descendants of Erdrick, they're playing Ninja Gaiden 2 music.
I can hear it right now. I was going to say, it's Ninja Gaiden... Asura's Ninja Gaiden fast with only his bare hands and sometimes can shoot laser balls?
Yeah.
What are these things called?
Bolts? Energy bolts?
Well, what else did people see today?
I saw Skyrim.
How was Skyrim?
Oh, how was that?
It was amazing. Yeah. And Shane has seen it too, right?
No.
No?
Oh, yeah.
No. Incorrect.
What was the most amazing part?
Well, I mean...
The dragon.
It just looks... It just how good it looks.
Yeah?
Like,
yeah.
Just the details. Like, just when you look at the ground and you can see, like, the shadows over the little nin roots that you pick up for alchemy.
I love alchemy!
Just all little details. Like, you can see the mountain off... far in the background, and you're eventually going to climb to the top of that mountain.
Does it have
a huge open world?
Does it have an overall like smootherness than Oblivion?
Yes, I would say so.
Imagine.
And they tweak the UI, so it looks like it's going to be very smooth to play.
Okay.
For console players, where the right and left triggers are going to be actions for your right and your left hand, so you could dual wield two different swords and push the right and left trigger for those, or map like certain spells to your left hand.
Okay, that's kind of like BioShock 2 a little bit.
Yeah, kind of, and it just looks really awesome.
But Tyler, what about the horses?
we did see some horse action. We did see the character jump on mount a horse.
Oh. Horse jetpack?
No.
So they didn't get my email.
I guess not.
That's DLC.
I did.
Yeah.
Tyler, are you excited?
We can only hope for some really nice horse armor.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'd like some glass horse armor.
Yes. Yeah. Glass excited? Armor.
Yeah.
Dragon glass armor.
Tyler, are you excited about the horse and Fable, the Journey?
I haven't seen much of Fable, the Journey, so...
There's a horse, and it's the new dog.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, pizza. Oh.
I don't know what pizza.
What are these?
Oh, my God.
We should
delicious.
Eat that noisily on the microphones.
maybe later. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Red Future sunglasses. I gotta complete this red.
You gotta see my tweet about that. But yeah, if you're for some reason listening to this and at E3, come by Future's booth, say hi, and maybe win a car. It's pretty
easy. These things
are
really small.
And then go say hi to World of Tanks, which you can find at World of Tanks.
Oh, also I'm sorry, I was confused earlier, but we both saw Rage today.
Oh, you
did?
Saw
Rage. Rage is badass.
Yeah.
And I saw a little bit of Prey too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I want to see Prey 2.
Prey 2 is bizarre because I did not give a shit about the first Prey.
Really? I love it.
No, I just didn't care.
Yeah.
And then this one kind of came out of nowhere, and everyone's like, this is going to be the best thing ever. And so I'm watching the demo, and which they describe as their game concept as Alien Noir.
Ooh.
Which basically it's Blade Runner and Deus Ex. And, you know, it's Dark City in an alien planet.
I like Dark City.
No, it's actually pretty cool. They made all the environments are vertical, and they give you these these free running abilities, so you're a bounty hunter. It's a completely open world this time instead of not like Prey 1, so you can take missions and chase people throughout the city, jump over trains and scale upwards, and you have hover boots.
The jet boots,
so you don't hit the ground and die, so you can just drive on.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, it's pretty badass.
What did you think about Rage visually?
I think Rage looks great in the trailers when it's on a awesome PC.
Right.
The PS3 version I played looked like kind of that terrible draw distance where it's all blurry in the background.
Oh, really?
Controversy.
That's concerning.
Like Fallout 3 from a couple years ago where it's like, what is that? It's probably going to draw better when I get close. No,
because this is supposed to be the debut of the new
in
Tech 5.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it looks good. It just looked kind of like the backgrounds had Vaseline.
It had that sort of gauze over it. The Pearl Harbor look.
The Nintendo 64 filter.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, we did it.
Rainbow Road.
Charlie Barrett, what have you seen, mister?
Let's see. I saw Batman.
You saw Batman. Anyway.
Arkham City.
Oh, what? We want to talk about Batman?
Batman Arkham City, not Batman Impostors.
I actually want to see that. Am I the only one allowed to be interested in
Arkham City Impostors? I think so. Henry maybe also is interested.
No, Henry was pretty disgusted too.
Yeah, but Arkham City, they showed the Catwoman stuff that Shane and Eric saw earlier. But I was really unconvinced by her because she has to do cat puns and walk sexily, and that trailer just had a bunch of ass shots. But seeing her in action, the gameplay does look really fun. She's hanging by her claws from the ceiling, like crawling on the ceiling and dropping down on guys from above, and the action of her using the whip, and she's a super acrobatic, she's climbing like Assassin's Creed. And then at the end of that, they actually said, oh, it's the end of the demo. But then they came back up again and showed us a bunch of penguin stuff, which is cool, too. So,
When you were climbing, did you find that cat had claws?
I'm sure that line will be in the game based on these cat claws that they keep putting in.
When you review it, are you going to give it a perfect?
Was that P-E-R or P-U-R-R?
It's P-U-R-R.
I've almost decided I'm going to give it a P-E-R if I review it.
Oh, okay. Oh,
all right.
That's exciting.
So you're not going to use my suggested of ain't bat something?
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, my God.
All right, meow, that's enough.
I want to go put Henry on mic. He actually got to play some Nintendo stuff.
That's exciting.
He played Mario, and I talked about it yesterday.
Wait, let me grab Henry. I'll grab Henry.
I want to go to
that. I'll grab Henry.
Okay, well, you guys go ahead. I want to hear him talk about...
Let's all leave and just have Henry sit here by himself.
I need to hear Henry's opinions on Mario. Did you get an updated look at Skyward Sword?
I thought that was mine.
I played it twice yesterday, and neither demo I found to be very good.
Really? Why?
Well, I couldn't tell if it was maybe a bad calibration or something, because that is possible if the Wii Motion Plus was not properly done.
Yeah.
Because you have to set it down flat and all that crap. So maybe it was just a bad demo, but it was just... There's a boss you're fighting whose design is like white emo hair coming down the side of his face, and the character design was really uninteresting. Mm-hmm. But then you're fighting him, and you have to watch and look where his arm is. And, like, if you swing the wrong way, he'll catch the sword in his hand and push it away, which is cool. But then I'm like, okay, his arm is, like, vertical, so therefore I should swing horizontal.
Yeah.
And I'm swinging horizontal, and it was not reading that correctly, so he just blocked everything I did. And then the demo's like, no, man, you got to swing sideways. I'm like, yeah, I fucking know, dude. Like, I'm going to throw this at you. And it just took me forever to beat this boss who didn't do anything interesting. He just did the same three attacks.
It happened to me in Moto
last
year.
I couldn't even die because it was too easy to dodge his attacks, but then I couldn't hurt him either. So it's just that one of those bosses where you're just running in a circle doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really frustrating. And then there's another part where you're flying on a bird, and that wasn't very fun either.
Oh, did you play Star Fox at all?
No.
No?
I mean, it's just 64. It looks a little prettier.
Okay. What do you want, Charlie? You want me to take a picture of you?
No, I was trying to get you to get somebody to do it quietly without it being on the podcast.
Careful. Making mic noise. Henry Gilbert, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I was asked to be here. I was eating pizza.
I'm sorry. Hey. I wanted you to talk about Mario.
I want that pizza.
Because I was pretty excited to play it finally. I lined up
We
right
snuck
outside.
Henry in early and got in.
Yeah, no, it was great to play. I played the four levels. It was really weird. They're putting in all these new rules, the old rules of Mario games into 3D Mario, which is just so strange.
It's very weird.
It's really strange.
That's why I called it like, because Mario 3 is a play. Yeah. This is a behind the scenes look on Mario 3.
Yeah, yeah.
You get to use the whole level now.
I'm just not. I'm not used to in a 3D Mario like having to hold down a run button or not grab coins for health.
Grab coins because you shrink, and that like I didn't.
Well, what's weird is it's an amalgamation of like everything because the first world they showed was like there was an open field where you could run around like Mario 64 or Galaxy on a larger world, but then it would go right into a 2D spot that has no like depth really at all. And it was really kind of sparse, and I didn't really feel like I was doing anything.
Now, the camera was really fixed, too, in a lot of spots. But I guess I was slightly disappointed because I was expecting a much bigger world.
Yeah.
What they showed was a lot more... It seems like they're going to keep it much smaller just because it's going to be on a handheld.
It seemed like the level of length was more in tune with, like, New Super Mario Brothers for DS.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's keeping, like, the world 1-1, 1-2, 1-3 of New Mario Wii, but then it's... The models and stuff from, you know, Galaxy, that type of thing.
Yeah, and it was also weird to have... It just doesn't feel right to end a 3D Mario stage with jumping on a flag. Like, the stage should just end. You beat a dude.
Which, every level I did it on, I got over the flagpole for that one, that mythic one-up.
Yeah.
It wasn't very difficult at all.
Yeah, it would make... That's why they used to just give you a star, and you're like, you got a star at the end.
Yeah.
Well, the big news is that the Tanuki suit does not fly.
We have to address the Tanuki controversy.
I know.
I have a great... Because I went to the roundtable last night with Nintendo.
Before we address the Tanuki controversy, I'm going to bow out because that sounds really boring.
Okay. Oh. Are you going to Bioshock? Yeah.
First, he's going to get pizza.
Right, don't leave without me. Anyway.
So last night at this roundtable, Heidi Kemps, actually, who freelances for Radar occasionally, she actually asked... it was with Miyamoto, Eiji Aonuma, and then a producer from Mario Galaxy. I don't remember his name.
I don't know.
Dave. It's Dave.
Okay. Yeah. Dave.
Dave's on.
Dave X. He was there. And the last question she asked, so I noticed that Tanuki suit didn't fly, and I was trying to make him fly. So does he not, or did I miss that? And then also, while we're at it, like, where did the idea for Raccoon Tail making Mario fly come from? And so they start by saying... Well, at first they're like, well, wasn't it before that the Tanuki suit didn't fly anyway? And everyone in the room's like, rum, 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 rum. It's like, no, it always flew. Like,
but you can't tell them.
Do you not remember?
No, it did. It did. Check your facts. It did.
Check your facts. But then they're like, well, yeah, it's problematic in this because it's a 3D space and it's a small screen, so like running and then taking off to fly like breaks those worlds.
There were certain times when I jumped when I'd almost leave the screen.
Yeah, so it's like it doesn't work, so they said it'd be problematic, so they're breaking the rules a little and he's probably not going to fly.
Breaking the rules because are you okay with the leaf turning him into...
No, that's... the suit should turn him into a Tanuki, not a leaf. A leaf should turn him into Raccoon Mario, but who seems to be absent from the game.
He doesn't also appear to turn into a statue, but I didn't really mess with that.
Like, what was the point of the whole Tanuki suit?
But then the fun part was, they're like, well, for the next second part of the question, as for why we ever wanted him to fly, let's just ask the guy who worked on Mario 3. He's in the back of the room. And everyone's like, what the fuck?
What?
And we turn around, this old Japanese guy gets up, hi, everybody, and goes down to the front. And he's like, says his name, I don't remember. I was more awestruck that this was happening.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I worked on it in like 1989 and whatever. So when we were coming up with this idea, we want to put ears on him because we thought that was cute. And they're like, well, let's go all the way and we'll put a tail on him too. And what would his power be? Well, maybe he swishes the tail and like breaks some blocks and that stuff. He's like, well, it's such a cool design. I wish we could do something else with it. Maybe if he's wagging the tail really fast, he could, you know, it would propel him forward. And maybe he could move faster through the level. And then he's like, you know what? He should just fly. And there's no reason. It was just, it looked neat. And they're like, we should do that. And then they did, because they're Japanese. And that's just the way it wants to happen.
Hear that, kids. Update Wikipedia right now.
Yes. Yeah, really.
You heard it here first.
And then on that same note, they asked, Miyamoto mentioned, like, well, you might be wondering why we're doing Luigi's Mansion 2 now, instead of, like, there's still no new Pikmin, or there's still no new something else.
We have a special guest coming on.
And
who do we have here?
Yeah.
Grab some headphones.
Oh, we mentioned this earlier.
Oh, what the hell? Hi.
Hello.
Hey, I'm in the studio, guys.
How are you doing?
I'm
really good. How's your E3 going?
Good so far. Talking about Mario.
Oh, nice.
You may have heard of Mario.
Which Mario?
Super Mario.
Super Mario.
Super Mario.
Super Mario.
He's here.
here.
Yes.
What Mario?
The 3DS one.
Are you talking about
the 3DS one they showed off yesterday?
I have not seen that yet.
It's at the Nintendo booth, but
I went by the Nintendo booth and I played with the Wii U. That looked pretty sweet.
Oh yeah,
sweet.
That's
you guys
really
get any time with it?
Yeah, I played with it yesterday. It's like right now it's just all concepts.
Yeah,
and they're neat concepts. So I'm looking forward to next year when they'll probably show like actual games.
When is the Wii U? When is it supposed to come out? I thought
2012.
It was
next fall.
Next fall.
Yeah, it's like a next year thing. So it's definitely not this year.
Don't jump on the pre-order just yet, kids.
Yeah. But they showed off like a Zelda demo that showed an HD Zelda. So
didn't that look pretty?
It's amazing.
It's like, about time Nintendo got on the HD wagon.
Seriously,
absolutely, it is.
I mean, the Wii is a lot of fun to play, but as you know, as a hardcore gamer, or really not even as a gamer, just as the public in general,
as a consumer,
your eye is so used to watching everything in HD now. So to play anything other than that is kind of
that was one of the big problems, is because they're showing Skyward Sword, which is on Wii, this new Zelda.
Yeah, I played.
And right next to it was the HD demo.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I can see the HD Zelda right there, and you're trying to sell me on the standard def one right now, and it's really distracting because I want to play that one.
No, no, let him sell you the old one first.
I will, and I'll buy it, and it'll be great.
I was pretty impressed by how light the controller was. Like, it's a pretty sizable thing.
How light is it? Is it like an iPad?
It's kind of like an iPad.
I think it might even be lighter than an iPad, honestly. Ooh. I mean, it doesn't feel that hefty. I mean, it's, you know, obviously it's a lot of plastic and, you know, the kind of typical white, smooth Nintendo plastic.
Did you play the shield posing game where you...
I did do that.
That was pretty cool.
I felt like a fool, but I felt like a good fool.
It's all right. Yeah. It's all right.
It's just another, like, cool concept. Of, like,
she baited me, and she was like, oh, this game's like pirates, and you got to shield, and you gotta like fend off pirate attacks. I'm like, awesome, I'm all about it. And then after I got the thing in my hand, she's like, so it's also like a dancing game. I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's the sneak dance at the end.
Exactly.
Where they're like, all right, just go nuts. And like, I was upstairs because Nintendo like had a separate section where like for appointments and stuff, so we were seeing it up there, but it's on a second floor, so it's kind of rickety.
Yeah.
And every time it would get to that, like some guy's shaking. And the whole booth is shaking back and forth, and everyone's like bracing, like, oh,
that was
God,
terrifying.
Is this it? Is this the one that brings it down?
Did you see the? I didn't get a chance to play with it. They had a Ghost Recon for Wii U.
I don't know.
Really? And I saw somebody demoing it from above, and basically with the touchscreen on the controller, you can. So you're looking at, like, you know, your gun select screen right on the television. But all of your components are on your controller, so you can literally choose, swipe them over, and then you're watching them all get assembled.
Huh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then there was a Kinect. Apparently, I missed this, but for Kinect with Ghost Recon, you can also do the same thing, but you can assemble just using your hands, like, and then take it all apart, by swiping your hands apart like that.
It kind of looks like a Minority
Jesus
Report.
Total Minority Report.
Yeah.
The future is happening, and it's happening.
I just need a holographic overlay so I can feel like I'm moving.
So, but it sounds like you're having a good E3.
It's fantastic. I mean, this is, you know, this is one stop in the Nerd Triple Crown. It's,
what is on your shirt?
Oh,
what
this is Nerd Machine. So I started a company called The Nerd Machine, and it's I'm a nerd of the kind of, you know, three major ways of technology, gaming, and kind of, you know, comic book, entertainment culture. And I just, but I know that, you know, a nerd is just somebody that's super passionate about something.
Yeah,
you can be nerdy about anything.
Yeah.
And I wanted to kind of, you know, redefine how that's looked upon. Everyone thinks of nerds as like horn rim glasses and pocket protectors, and there are those types of nerds. There are also
I just don't like sports. Leave me alone.
But that's the thing.
There's a sports nerd.
You can even be nerdy about sports or whatever. So
that's cool.
The site is kind of a hub for all things nerd, and people, you know, there's forums and chat rooms and all that kind of stuff. But we sell a lot of apparel. I noticed that, you know, if you're an athlete or if you're into sports, there's a brand for you. If you're into cars, there's a brand
exactly.
for you. But there's no brand for nerds. There's nothing like that.
We were talking about that for years. There was no game-related merchandise, no music, no shirts, no
And
no
just
toys.
Like in the last, like, 6-7 years.
Oh, yeah. And right when I turned 30, that shit starts getting, like, full brunt. Now I can buy everything I've ever wanted. And my girlfriend hates me because of this.
Well, it's a double-edged sword. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's going to be casualties and things like that.
You still have to hide it in your closet.
I'm glad you could step up and sacrifice this for us so we could get a shirt we want.
You're all welcome. I don't mind being a martyr for this whole medium. It's a Nerd Machine. It's a website where people come together and talk about
it. If you go to thenerdmachine.com, you'll see kind of, you know, the mission statement, what's it about, what it's about. Ultimately, I wanted to just have it to be a micro studio where I'm producing content that I want to produce, and be it whatever, for gaming content or entertainment content or a hybrid of both, or software or hardware or gadgets and gizmos or plenty, whatever. I just, all those things that I'm really passionate about.
You are a good fit at E3.
I hope so.
So what's your next stop today?
Well, we were at Sony and Nintendo earlier, kind of checking out those things. And then we wanted to come by and visit our friends here at Future. And I know, it's true though. It's true.
It's true.
And then, I don't know, we were maybe going to go see BioShock Infinite.
That's what we're going to right now.
Yeah, we're getting over there shortly.
Yeah, it's about to happen. So.
Oh, we got to go in 10 minutes, so we probably have to close the show.
Apparently we're done.
But thanks for letting me crash your podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there anything else you're looking forward to at E3? What are you going to see?
Oh, gosh. It's almost too much. That's one of the problems is that even in 3 days, it's really tough to cover everything. Because like going to all the corners. I like going to all the ancillary companies and seeing what cool little add-ons that people
did
are
you see that over there, the museum of old consoles?
I literally walked past it and I wet myself.
It's astonishing.
All I gotta go over and play some Mario Kart 64.
I don't think anyone can best me in Mario Kart.
I don't want to
be snooty about anything.
Gauntlet but thrown right
it's,
now
it's a wager. Any Mario Kart, it's Mario Kart 64.
I don't know about
that. Was the best.
Yes,
it's true. Double Dash was fun, but it wasn't as fun as Mario Kart 64.
I love Double Dash.
It was awesome.
And 64 added. I didn't say it wasn't good.
I love Double. He hates it. Charlie hates it.
No, Charlie loves it. Who cares?
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Mario Kart 64.
Fine, I'm sold. Mario Kart 64.
Let's go
see BioShock before arguing.
Let's
go. Mario Kart.
Thanks,
ready?
Guys.
Thanks a lot,
Thanks
Zach.
A lot.
We'll be doing these every day in a video recap, so keep your ear to Games Radar, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Did you hear? It's some sort of video game conference. E3. Welcome to the official podcast of E3. Not actually the official podcast of E3.